Merritt Street, we're building a new morning show where our guiding principle is to always value your time.
We'd love for you to join us. Be part of our community.
Each morning will be packed full of news, information, advice, and a lot of fun.
And we promise we'll never waste your time.
I'm Dominique Soxa.
I'm Fanchon Singer. Join us for Morning on Merritt Street.
8 a.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Essential television.
Happy Wednesday, Secret Squad. I'm Robin McGraw, and this is a new episode of I've Got a Secret. Alicia Grande is the founder and CEO of Grande Cosmetics. Her hero product, the award-winning Grande Lash, is a revolutionary eyelash serum that gives the appearance of thicker, longer lashes in 4 to 6 weeks. The before and after reviews are unbelievable. Alicia began Grande Lash in her kitchen and has since grown the Grande Cosmetics business into a line of over 40 products sold in Sephora, Ulta, Macy's, and so many more. She has also developed serums for head, hair, and eyebrows. And I cannot wait to talk about how incredible these products are. This is another installment in my series, The Secret to Turning Your Dreams into a Reality. So, Alicia, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to have you here in person.
Well, it is a pleasure to be here, Robin. I'm a big fan. You and Dr. Phil, of course.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm a huge fan of you and your brilliance. This whole cosmetic line, Grande Cosmetics, everything you do is, I think, truly brilliant for all these women out here. So I love the story of Grande Cosmetics. Let's talk about the beginning. I'm so interested in your radio show, The Health Buzz. This gave you a lot of entrepreneurial inspiration, correct?
Absolutely. Well, I'm a self-proclaimed anti-aging beauty enthusiast. And that was one of the reasons I started my show in New York called The Health Buzz. And this was a forum for me to kind of research products with vitamins, skincare, and cleanses, and cosmetics, of course. So while I was doing that, Robin, I went and looked for people to be on my show.
I love that. And you're talking right down my favorite alley, because I am one of those that if I'm interested in something, I have to research it. I have to know everything about it. And so I love to hear forums just like what you were doing. That's just wonderful.
And it was so exciting to me. And when I was doing that, I actually went to a big spa convention in New York City, where I met in 2006 a doctor and a scientist who created a formula to enhance your lashes. And I was skeptical. I did not think it was going to work. But of course, you know, you have to try everything out on yourself to believe if it's going to work for you to recommend it, of course, right?
Yes. And so you were really interested in that because you had already had, what, one or both of your children?
Well, yeah, I had two kids at that point, right? Mm-hmm. And what happened was, is that my eyelashes were like stubby after my two kids. And I never thought that there was a solution for this. And I was really used to having beautiful lashes in my youth. It was one of those things that I enjoyed about myself. Yes. And then it was gone. They were just regular. So when I used it and I was getting attention again from my eyelashes, I knew that this is a product that every woman needed. And of course, I made sure it was safe and effective. And that's what I set out to do, Robin.
I can't believe that, because, of course, anything you're going to put near your eyes or on your eyes has to be approved. So, of course, it's safe.
Well, I had to do my own clinical testing, of course, on the ingredients, because the doctor and scientist made a separate formula for me with vitamins, peptides, and amino acids, and I put it in a study to make sure that it was safe. We did several safety studies, 4 different, and ophthalmologist study.
I love this, because you just touched on right after you had your babies, you started to see them kind of thin out. And that is such a common issue for women who have been pregnant to see with their hair, their eyelashes, with their eyebrows.
And you didn't even know.
No,
and
you
I didn't
don't realize
even
that.
Know that there was even something that could be, you know, that could help me. And then when I found that, I was like, oh my God, this, I need to share this with the world, right?
But I've got a secret.
You're
perfect to be here because that's why I started I've Got a Secret. It's I have found the secret for thinning lashes and thinning brows and thinning hair. Because not only, and you also touched on anti-aging, that's another thing as women get older. Mm. It's a hormonal issue or just an aging issue. Things start to thin. Your hair starts to thin, brows, eyelashes, and you found the pot of gold, I want to say.
I mean, and you know, I was so focused on it. I only sold Grande Lash for 3 years. I went to like salon and spa professional shows where I would sell onesies to the estheticians and the beauticians. And I'd say, come back at the next show and then tell me what you think. And they would come back and then they'd buy dozens because of all their clients would see this transformation of their lashes and brows. So they were buying it by the dozens. And I was in like professional beauty for the first probably 7 years of my business, going to nearly 40 shows a year.
Oh, wow.
Leaving my two children at home with my husband, who, by the way, it just so happened that my business started to take off a little bit. I saw some success when he lost his job on Wall Street because
yes, right about that time.
Yeah, that crash, that big crash. So he was he had a great job for 15 years. And I said, oh my God, I got to get my hustle on and support this family. And
happy for all of you.
Yes, yeah.
Was it difficult at first to find momentum since the customer has to use the product regularly for 3 months in order to see results?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was seriously telling them your lashes have a 3 month cycle. Mm-hmm. So you need to use it every day for 3 months, like a liquid eyeliner. Mm-hmm. And I would really tell them how to use it. And in 4 to 6 weeks, you start to see results. And then 3 months are full results. Then you go to maintenance. So by giving people an explanation of exactly what they need to do, I think, because I was at those trade shows, they saw me face to face and they believed in me and they followed the instructions and they became my like influencers, my evangelists.
Yeah.
So thank you, estheticians and beauticians. I couldn't have made it without you.
Wow. I love that you had a scientist and a doctor on your team supporting you.
Yeah, they helped formulate it. Yes.
And I love that you were one-on-one with explaining how to use it, because that is so important that they understand exactly how to use it. Did you find that you needed to say that with this product, more is not better?
Oh, well, now because I don't do a lot of face-to-face and Grande Cosmetics has gotten a lot bigger, we do have some, you know, people that are using it and wrong, right? Uh-huh. So then they're getting like, they can get an irritation. So it's really important if you're using Grande Lash MD because it's right next to your eyes and your eyes are just sensitive to begin with for most people. So it's intended to dip once and you use it like a liquid eyeliner for both lash lines.
Because I use it and I read the directions.
Yes.
I've always read the directions, of course. And I always think to myself, I'm going to follow these directions because a lot of people will say, oh, well, if a little bit is good, a lot more is better. But that's just not true,
No, it's not true. And as a matter of fact, it's the opposite. Uh-huh. I intended it for the exact amount. One tube for the 2 mL is a 3 month supply, which is your full lash cycle. Just like we have for the brow, one tube is a 4 month supply, is your full brow cycle. So you have to go through the whole cycle.
Love it.
And then you could go on maintenance and use it every other day. So you don't have to use it every day after you finish, you get those initial results.
Yes, yeah. I love it. Yes. Just because you just talked about the brow, I want to go right to that.
Okay.
I have lots of things I want to ask you about, but I have to tell the listeners, I have a beautiful woman that works for me and has for years, and she's the executive producer of this podcast. And I want to show you, because I have a photo of her before and after.
Wow.
Look
Robin,
at this. She's been using it for a year, almost a year. Now, of course, she's on maintenance, but look at her before and after.
It's amazing. In our study, Robin, 100% of the people, we did a study on 35 participants in Princeton Labs in Princeton, New Jersey, and 100% saw fuller and thicker looking brows. Yes. And yeah, so I mean, it's not only that, but they get a little darker.
Yes.
As you can see in that picture.
It's amazing. She took this before and after for me to show
me.
Wow. I knew we were doing this podcast with you, I got so excited. She goes, well, let me show you. Now, I see her every day, and I've always noticed, but she has no makeup on in these photos.
It's unbelievable.
So it's just the true before and after of her brows. And I want all the listeners to know you can go to I've Got a Secret with RobinMcGraw.com, and we're going to post this true, untouched photo, before and after photo of Kristen, because she is a true example of how this works. So
I'm so excited, I have to tell you. You know, it doesn't get old for me, Robin. And really, I mean, really, the biggest thing for me is that if you can enhance your own natural features and you wake up feeling more confident, more, you know, being your best you, I mean, it's not about how perfect we are. You know, not everyone's going to be a size 2. Listen, I'm a size 10, 12. I'm 53. I feel good about myself. We did a campaign, Own Your Natural. You got to own your natural features and feel good about yourself.
Yes,
I completely
agree. You walked in looking like a million bucks.
Oh,
I mean, you have such a beautiful glow.
Thank you.
Happiness about you. I want the listeners to know that.
Oh, thank you.
What did I say when you walked in? Oh my gosh, your earrings are gorgeous. You look gorgeous. There is a joy and a happiness about you.
Well,
and I love
thank
that.
You. Thank
I
you.
Love that.
And you know, I mean, I really came from humble beginnings. I did start the company with $25,000, Robin, and really a hustle and a dream to make this world a better place. And and I'm doing it, you know.
I love it.
And it's now that I'm successful, you know, now that I have money, quote unquote, I feel like I have not really changed. And I feel like that's the biggest thing thank you. Yeah.
I can tell. And not only that, but you saved your family as well because your husband lost his job, sadly.
I mean, he did help me. And, you know,
he did.
But it was hard for him. He was successful and he was not like the job that he had in finance became basically obsolete. So he was helping me with finance, but I'll be honest, I don't know, you and Dr. Phil seem to work okay together, but I don't think it's easy for a husband and a wife to work all day together.
I never went to work with him until we moved out here. And when I go there to the show every day, I am not helping him with his job. I am not, I'm just sitting there to support him.
Yes. It's better that way.
Yes.
And you know, I think it could be hard for a man sometimes when a woman is so successful and kind of has to take a little bit of a backseat. Yeah. So I give him a lot of credit. We have two boys and he's a great father, was able to really raise them and football coach and baseball coach and do all that.
That's
while
wonderful.
I was on the road doing this, you know.
Congratulations
and
to him and to you and
thank
to the
you.
Two of you together.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents.
Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest.
Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So I think because we're celebrating him right now and celebrating the whole family, we do two things in our podcast every time. And the first one we're going to do, and I think right now might be a good time to do it because we want to celebrate him, you, and the family. It's our drink of the day.
Ooh.
So we create this drink for our guest and for our topic. This drink is called the Grande Smash.
Ooh.
And I'm so happy that we're doing this in person and we're doing this together. It's much more fun that way. But this is a fun rum smash that you can sip poolside. It's perfect for those summer moments, pairs well with long lashes and full brows. You have to have 2 ounces of rum, 1/2 ounce, 1/2 ounce of lime juice, 1/4 grapefruit peeled, which I love grapefruits, 2 strawberries without the stems, rosemary, pink grapefruit soda, and then you just add the grapefruit, strawberries, and rosemary into a glass and muddle the mixture. In a shaker with ice, you give the rum and lime juice a shake and strain into the glass. Top with ice and garnish with the fresh rosemary. So cheers.
Cheers, Robin. And it's my favorite color fuchsia, even though I didn't wear it today.
Oh,
but
it's beautiful, isn't it?
It is beautiful. I love it. This is the thyme. Addie, say thyme.
Yes, it is. Yes. No, this is the rosemary.
Oh, rosemary. I'm wrong. Right.
Rosemary. It does look like thyme, though, doesn't it?
It does look like thyme. Yes, right. But it's delicious. Yes.
I love anything with grapefruit in it.
Very refreshing, I have to say.
Yes.
You taste the fruit inside of it.
Yes.
It's like a little puree. I was not going to have a cocktail before the show because I want to be on point. But
and it is happy hour.
That's right.
So let me ask you this. When was the moment you really started picking up the pace with Grande Lash?
So as I said before, I was at these trade shows. So these were spa and beauty professionals that would go there. And I was getting myself lunch and it was like the second floor. And I looked down and I saw my fuchsia bags, a lot of them with my products in it, people walking around with my bags, and I got the chills. I was like, oh my God, this is, I really made it. So this was probably like 5 years in me doing the company. Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
It really was wonderful. It was a special moment.
Oh,
I can remember it. I remember it vividly.
Oh, I just love that. And so today, you have a formula for the brows, but even for head hair.
Yes.
The before and afters blew me away. That's why I wanted to show you the one from Kristen here in our office. Mm-hmm. But even for head hair.
Yes, for
head
hair.
That is so important. As I touched on earlier, it's an aging thing that women and men go through. So this, let me just ask you to say right now, this isn't just for women. Men can use these products.
Oh, no. Women and men, absolutely. Even though Grande Lash is in a fuchsia box, I have a lot of men using it, and the brow is in a peachy orange. But we always kept the hair a little more neutral in a gold and black. Now, a lot of people are going through right now because of COVID. They lost their hair, the stress, and they're calling it telogen effluvium. Have you heard of that, Robin?
No.
Yes, this is actually a disorder that people got from COVID, and they got a lot of hair loss. So we've been getting a big spike in our hair serum sales.
Wow.
We also did a study on that product as well at Princeton Labs in Princeton, New Jersey, and we had phenomenal results on men and women.
That's wonderful.
And you know, for a woman, a lot of men, they just shave their head. They're like, oh, whatever, forget it. But a woman with thinning hair, I mean, that's so traumatic.
Yes.
And to see them have solutions that really work, it's amazing. And, you know, I don't want to be salesy here, but we do have a 90-day money-back guarantee on all the products to, you know, I don't want to sell you something that doesn't work, okay? And then you don't come back. or you're upset. That's not the way I personally want to make money in this world, no.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
So you can buy the product and use it for up to 90 days, and if it's not working for you, you can return it.
Yes, on all of the products.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Yes, yeah.
I love that. And then you didn't stop there. Grande Cosmetics now has over 40 products. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a rundown of your must-haves?
So I brought a few with me. Of course, Grande Lash and Grande Brow, but we're making a new line, and we're calling it Makeup with Muscle, Robin.
Ooh,
yes.
I love that. I love
So there's products like this is a plumping blush that is great. It's called Grande Pop. And by the way, Brooke Shields talks about this line all the time.
Oh, I love
and
this.
Grande Glow. They're plumping highlighters because as we age, mm-hmm. a lot of times the dry blush or those highlighters can go into the lines.
Yes.
So these have moisturizing benefits and also plumping, a little bit of plumping. You feel like there's a little vasodilation, which means that it's the blood's rushing more to your cheeks. So you're getting a little bit more of a pop. So we have those. Those are, yes, you can get those on Grande Cosmetics or on Amazon. We also sell a lot of things in Sephora and Ulta too. But makeup with muscle, right? So that's the theme.
That is brilliant.
And it's really makeup products that have skincare as the muscle to make it hybrid. So when you're putting something on, you're getting a benefit.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. I love that because we talked before the podcast about cosmetics and makeup and how much I love it and that I do my own cosmetic, my own makeup for
you
the camera.
You said that and your makeup
and
looks fabulous.
Years. Thank you.
Because you like to look like you.
Yes.
And you don't want anyone else to do your makeup because you don't want to look not like you.
That's right.
And you
I just love, I just love doing my makeup. So I just always have done it for the camera, for whatever.
Right.
And just lately, I love that you just talked about the muscle, the
makeup with muscle.
With muscle, because just in the last, I'm going to say this last season of Dr. Phil, but in the last year, I have switched from anything powdered and I'm only using cream makeups, blushes, and
makes you more dewy.
Yes. And I can't believe the difference. I love anything. Like what you've just shown me.
I'm going to get you a bunch of those.
And creams.
Yeah. And even this lipstick, it's not as popular as it should be yet because I launched a lot of these things during COVID. You see that racing stripe in the middle?
Yes.
So it's creamy and it actually has plumping benefits too. Yes, it's Grande lipstick and we have it in around 5 colors. It goes on really creamy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's beautiful.
This is like our Mauvesicle one.
So I understand what you're saying about if you put that on, it kind of plumps the muscle, the face, and the cheekbone.
Exactly.
That was brilliant. That's brilliant.
Well, you know, I really am focusing on as I'm aging, you know, and I'm 53 in October, I am working on cosmetic line that speaks to women over 40 that need these type of products. Although like my hero products, Grande Lash and Grande Brow are like at this point, TikTok sex sensations.
Yeah.
So we have girls, these very young girls that are using it and talking about it. I never intended for such a younger audience to get hooked on.
Listen, they're brilliant. They're smart. They know what they're doing. younger and younger.
Yeah, they. Yes. I mean, a lot of these younger people even use like Botox and things at such a young age.
Yeah.
And
But now the products, I'm reading so much about products that make it look like you've gone and had Botox, but you didn't.
Well, they're like freezing the muscle. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh, these are brilliant ideas.
Because
we're talking age. I have no problem about talking age. My next birthday, which is not too far away in December, I'll turn 69.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and I have no problem talking about it.
Well, because you should be proud of
just a number.
It is, and you feel good about yourself.
Yep.
It's all about that.
That's exactly right.
You know, again, you could have all the money in the world, but if you don't feel good
from
the inside out,
right.
It doesn't matter.
But I love any product that helps my skin plump up or whatever it takes to, and that's why I've switched to all the creams makeup pieces and stuff instead of the harsher.
Well, the powders, they could get cakey on.
Yes, they do.
And when you get older, you know, that's what happens.
I think about when we lived in Texas and I used to put all that powdery blush and that kind of stuff on. I can just imagine how, as I think back about it, at least we're in California now where the weather's a little nicer.
With 115 degree weather in Texas right now with some cakey blush that might not be looking so great.
I may not want to go back to the photo albums for a while. Well, I'd love for you to tell us about your foundation, Grande Gives Back.
Yes, I'm really proud of that because, like I said before, I came from humble beginnings, and to me, it's not about the money that I keep for myself. It's really about making a difference in this world because that's what makes me happy. So we first started, Robin, it's crazy, when COVID happened. In 2020, in March, I intended to raise $50,000 for Feeding America.
Oh.
Lo and behold, okay, we did a digital marketing program, 15% off to you and 15% off goes to Feeding America. We raised over $250,000 for Feeding America. Yes, yes.
That's beautiful.
So that was my biggest contribution yet. And then we're doing things like for Ukraine, a lot of cancer research, ovarian cancer. There's a foundation called Teal Tell Every Amazing Lady for ovarian cancer because that's the silent killer. There's no test right now for women for ovarian cancer, so that's horrible. Mm-hmm. We're involved with women's health. I'm working with the Katz Institute, which is with Northwell Health in New York. They have over 50 hospitals, and we're working on, I'm on their advisory board as well, and I'm working on a project with them to also help women in need of help, especially due to what's happening with women's rights, let's just say. So, yeah.
Bravo.
Yeah. Yeah.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, that's just wonderful.
Yes.
That's just wonderful. You really do lift women up. Can you talk about how important it is for women to follow their passions and bring new ideas into the world?
Well, in my company, I have approximately 60 people and 57 are women. And we usually have young women start at Grande. And I always tell them, you have a voice. Use it. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your ideas. Nothing is too, you know, they don't need to be embarrassed.
That's
you can't
right.
make a mistake. You just have to talk. Don't feel embarrassed. Don't be intimidated by me. I mean, I'm sure some of them are, but I want, this is the way they grow. And quite honestly, we have a 97% at Grande Cosmetics retention rate because, you know, they're growing and they feel good. And I really love my team. I actually took them out to the Hamptons. I recently got a house there and they were on the beach. We took them on boat rides and they had,
it's family.
Yeah, they are. And you know what's great is that they get so much joy out of those things, like more, even more than like my own children. And I like to see them light up like that. Cause again, I didn't come from a lot. So to see them feel that they're getting like this connection with me, with the other people in the company just means a lot to me.
Oh, I love
it
that.
Does.
Thank
I
you,
love
Robin.
That.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can feel your passion and your love for those that are working with you.
Yeah.
I can feel it. I love that.
It is. They are family, and COVID was rough.
Yeah.
You know, we've had people in our company that have just, you know, it's just changed the game. So people are coming back. Thank God we're doing our face-to-face here.
Yes.
Because we all need it.
Yes,
we
that's
all
right.
need it.
That's right. That's right. What's next for Grande Lash?
What's next? Well, like I said, makeup with muscle. That's going to be a big 2023 first half theme. And then we're coming out with second half of 2023. We are working with these scientists right now, chemists that are working on a hairline that we have some really revolutionary things coming out for hair.
How exciting.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is so fabulous. And what I love is that you have taken your time with each launch of each product line for the body, that you you've taken your time. Like you started with Grande Lash, and then you've gone with each one, and you've just thrown yourself into
it. It takes a lot
of
time, Robin.
It does. It does.
Because all of these products need to be tested for efficacy.
That's right.
So they all need to go in studies, because I can't sell things if they don't work. I'm not going to put my name on it, I don't want to sell it to people if it doesn't work. There's this one product I do have to tell you that's coming out in 2023. Actually, it's going to launch in Sephora first after Christmas, the day after. We didn't want to be in the Christmas hustle bustle.
Yeah.
It's called Grande Brow 2-in-1, right? This product has a brow gel and the same results as Grande Brow Serum infused together. That if you use it every day, like your brow gel, and it has 12-hour wear, that it will enhance your brows, make them fuller looking, darker looking, naturally, while you're just putting on your makeup.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
I know. This is groundbreaking. And we do
and
have
the day after Christmas, which is a great day for sales, which is a great day for shopping.
Yes. So that's gonna be a Sephora exclusive. And we also just launched exclusively in Sephora a liner, a liquid black eyeliner that has the lash serum in it.
That's brilliant.
So for all of these women that are like, oh, I'm not gonna put on the satin eye, but maybe I'll use a liner because I use black liquid eyeliner, then they can use that. So again, makeup with muscle.
Oh.
Your makeup is making a difference for you. Yeah.
I am so excited for you and for
me
and for everyone else.
Exactly.
I love it.
Thank you, Robin.
You are just so much fun.
And so is this drink.
I think if you lived close by, we'd be best friends.
We would. We'd go shopping together.
Our brains would be turning all the time. Okay, so we've come to the place in the podcast where we do our second thing that we do in every podcast, and that's game of the day.
Oh, a game.
Yes. Do you like playing games?
I do.
I do too. I love games. We create the games ourselves here most of the time, and it is focused on what we're talking about. So this game is called Brow Down.
Brow Down?
Brow Down. This game is all about beautiful eyebrows. So I'm going to read off a clue, and you're going to have to guess whose gorgeous set of brows I'm talking about.
Okay.
So I'm going to cross my fingers for you. But it's not going to be hard. Okay, number one. This 1960s starlet was famous for her bold, straight, archless eyebrows.
I'm going to say Brooke Shields, but...
No, no. But that's a good guess. But...
Okay, 1960s. Ziggy or Wig... what's her name? That skinny...
No. No.
Oh,
but it's someone that is like... Crazy about her. I always have been. Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey, I was going to say that. I was just, that was the next one.
I should have waited.
Okay.
So number two, this supermodel bleached her eyebrows for a Marc Jacobs runway show and created a huge stir very recently.
Oh, the supermodel. She bleached her eyebrows. Oh my God, Robin. I remember.
Yes, very recently.
I do.
She's beautiful.
I feel like it wasn't Britney Spears because I feel like she did that, but I know, but it was, wasn't, but it I was she's just, not a supermodel, she's a
it
singer.
It was just
but
recently.
Recently. She believes she's one, not Kim Kardashian. No,
but she's her sister.
Oh, Khloe Kardashian.
No, the supermodel sister.
Oh, the supermodel sister. Okay, the Kendall.
Yes.
Kendall Jenner.
Yes.
Okay, what up?
I was just shocked when I saw that she had done that. You know, they're all willing to do whatever for their art. But that would scare me to death if they said, Robin, we want you to bleach your eyebrows.
No. I didn't see that picture of
her.
Okay, I got to look that up now.
Yes. Okay, thin arched brows were so 90s. And this blonde bombshell led the trend. Blonde bombshell.
I feel like that's the Ziggy. Like, no, blonde bombshell. Oh, Marilyn Monroe. No,
it's the 90s, and there's a movie out about her and her husband right now. If that helps.
Oh, there's a movie about
Their sex tape.
Oh, okay. Blonde sex tape. Okay, I'm good.
Pamela Anderson.
Oh, Pamela Anderson.
But she did have those really thin
Yes. I've actually seen her in person.
She's beautiful, isn't she?
Yeah, she's still pretty. Yeah.
She's still gorgeous. Yeah.
She's got those curves.
Yes.
Who would notice her eyebrows with everything else going on?
I know. It's so true. It's so true. This famous painter in history made the unibrow chic.
Oh, the one from Spain.
Oh, yes.
With the F. Yes. And I saw the movie.
You're so close. Oh, I actually would not remember her.
I saw the movie and I can't.
Frida.
Frida. Oh, yes. Okay. But I was close with the F.
Yes, you were. Movie. You knew it. In the 80s, bushy, beautiful brows became all the rage when this model hit the scene.
Oh, Brooke Shields.
Yes.
You knew I was.
Yes.
And she loves she talks about Grande Lash. Uses it all the time and she was using it on her brows. I'm like, you need to use Grande Brow on your brows because it is different.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She was using it on both.
Oh, she was.
Yes.
She's just gorgeous.
And you know what? She's doing a lot now, really talking to an older demo as well. I don't know if you saw her Instagram.
Yes.
But she's, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. She's amazing. Yeah, and her daughters are so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Gorgeous.
One looks like her father and one looks like her, I think. Okay. This highly iconic painting is a woman with no eyebrows.
No eyebrows.
It's a highly iconic painting. Hangs in the Louvre.
Mona Lisa?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Quite honestly,
I didn't even realize she didn't have any eyebrows.
I was just going to say that. Quite honestly, I had no idea she didn't have eyebrows.
Okay.
Well, I'll be looking that one up. Okay, this is the last one. Back in the early 2000s, this rocker chick was known for her dramatic drawn-on eyebrows, complete with lots of jewels. Oh, I did not know this. She just married a country singer last year.
Pink? No.
No. She got married last year to a country singer.
Oh.
They co-hosted a show together.
A
music show.
Yes. Okay. I'm getting Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
Okay.
These are great questions because I had no idea. Her dramatic drawn-on eyebrows complete with lots of jewels. I did not know that.
You know what? I don't think of her when I think of that. But
I don't either.
Okay.
How funny.
But the country singer was the thing that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, that brings us to the end of the episode.
Okay.
So, but before we wrap up, I have one more question for you.
Sure.
I started this podcast so that my guests could share secrets that maybe changed your life, that maybe you learned from a relative or a friend.
Mm.
And I'm hoping that maybe you have one that you could share with the listeners that might change their life as well.
I was thinking about sharing a secret about my husband, but I'm going to share another secret.
Oh.
My secret is that I actually live next door to my mother-in-law. Oh. It's very similar to Everybody Loves Raymond. So I got to give her kudos because I couldn't have also done this business without her and my husband because she made sure that my kids were fed well and, you know, they did their homework after school too. So thank you, Esther Grande, for that. So that's a little secret. And I think a lot of people think it's weird that, you know, you live next to your family, but
no,
that's kind of like
that
old school Italian thing, whatever. Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that is so sweet that you gave her that shout out because you couldn't have done it without her.
No. She was it made me feel like, I mean, I would be all over the country doing these shows and knowing that my kids had, like you go to your grandkids,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Having a real family member to me was, I don't know if I would have done what I did without knowing that. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
So
I love
that's
that.
That's a secret.
That's so sweet.
Thank
I
you.
Absolutely adored my mother-in-law.
Aw.
God rest her soul because she adored me, and I knew it. And I adored her, and she knew it. And
that's
it was
sweet.
She was just the sweetest thing. And I remember meeting her for the first time. And before I met her, I thought, you know, I'm going to love this woman because she gave me Philip. But then when I met her, I was like, oh, how could I not love her?
Did you have like your girly times a lot
Yes,
together?
We did. Oh, that's like so I included nice. Her in everything I ever did, especially with the children. Like when the boys were born, it was like, we're doing this today. Do you want to join us? But you're always welcome over here. And I absolutely adored her.
I do invite her over and she cooks still because, aww, you know, my father-in-law passed away. So I make sure she's included. And
when his father passed, I had her live with us until she was able to be on her own.
You got to give back to family.
Yeah.
You have one family and you got to sometimes take things in stride, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I know my mother-in-law says things to me that sometimes I just got to let in one ear and out the other. Yep. But
she used to tell Philip, if anything happens between the two of you, I'm going with her.
So she really did love you. She did. That's sweet.
Oh, so that's so wonderful. I love that secret. So, but can you please tell the listeners now where to find you and Grande Cosmetics online?
Absolutely. So you could go to Sephora.com or Ulta or Amazon or GrandeCosmetics.com, of course.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Yeah.
And listeners, please go there because these products are just amazing. Don't forget to go to I've Got a Secret with RobinMcGraw.com for that before and after photo I was talking about, and also to get more information from this episode. So I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.